You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Community Radio, the Tower of Low Power. And this program is Cause and Effect. It's here every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., focusing on an individual artist, well, sometimes a genre or something a little bit broader, but generally an individual artist, and digging into their origin, their development, their influences, their peers, the artists that they've themselves influenced, and of course, a healthy dose of that artist's own music. And today, the subject of Cause and Effect is the band Chicha Libre, and this is especially fortuitous because they are playing tonight here in Richmond at the Get Tight Lounge, a show that's going to get underway at 7:30 p.m., or at least the doors are going to open at 7:30 p.m. The original plan for this by the way, my name is Bill. I host the show Global Agogo here on WRIR. You can hear my show usually on Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m., same time, different day. I'm going to be out tomorrow because I'm going to be enjoying myself at the Chicha Libre show, probably too much. And Trey Pollard is going to be subbing for me tomorrow, so that's going to be a great program. His first time on the air here at WRIR. He's a longtime DJ from the University of Richmond station. So that is going to be a very special event, so make sure you check that out too. But as I was saying, the original idea for today's show was that I was going to be joined in the studio by Olivier Conon, who is the founder of Chicha Libre and their front man. When a band is on the road, you know, their schedule is a little bit out of their control, a lot out of their control. And so as it worked out this morning, I heard from Olivier and he said, I'm just not going to be able to get there by 1 o'clock, which is understandable and actually kind of expected. I find that it's difficult to arrange those kinds of things, and I expect them to fail. And then, of course, if they don't fail, I feel great. And if they do fail, it's like, no biggie. Always a reason to be pessimistic, I guess. I don't think I'm naturally all that pessimistic, but in this case, I think you want to set your expectations low. So sorry that it's worked out that way, I have this whole show prepared in any event, covering all of the cause and effect bases for Chicha Libre. I have some questions that I would like to be asking Olivier, and I can't ask him right now. I'll just have to do it some other time. Okay, so what did you just hear in that last set? It was a little stab at some influences, both on Olivier himself personally and on this style of music called Chicha. Like I said, surf rock is a big influence, and so I played you one of the most famous surf rock songs there, Miserloo by Dick Dale and the Deltones from 1962. A tune that is claimed by so many different cultures. Ownership claims from Arabs, Albanians, Armenians, Greeks, Indians, Persians, and Turks, all on that particular tune. The first recorded version of this song, so this goes all the way back to 1927, was a Greek rembetika. Which is like kind of like the blues of Greece, but it's been done in pretty much every style you can think of, and of course now famous to all of you as from the opening scene of the movie Pulp Fiction. Before that, we heard The Clash and The Guns of Brixton. The Clash always appropriate on one of my programs. My theme song is from Joe Strummer, and Olivier, his first band was a punk band that he started when he was 16 years old with his friend Vincent Douglas, with whom he would later found the Barbez nightclub in Brooklyn, and would also found Chicha Libre with Vincent. He was the original lead guitarist in that band. And Chicha Libre did cover the Guns of Brixton on their 2013 EP called Cuatro Tigres, and that's kind of why I chose that as just representative of Olivier's punk rock background. Before that, we heard some cumbia. Andres Landero y su conjunto. Speaking of Joe Strummer, one of his all-time favorite artists. He's the guy who developed this accordion-based style of cumbia that is now, I mean, really in a lot of places, that's what people would say, that's what cumbia really is. It's a widely varied genre, can be played many different ways. But that style with the accordion, it's like that's the real roots cumbia to a lot of people, myself included. He also, Andres Landero, also brought that music to white Colombia and then all over Latin America. So undoubtedly Peruvians would have heard that sound, and it would have been an influence on the development of chicha music. And the particular song that you heard, Marta Cecilia, is a pretty early one from Andres Landero, 1965 recording. Andres' grandson, Jason, is on the road right now. He just played here in Richmond 9 days ago, and he's going to be up in New York this coming week. And if my ear didn't deceive me, he played Marta Cecilia in his set here in Richmond, if I was catching that correctly. And then we started off that set with Willie Colon, and I mispronounced the name of the album, Lomato. Si no compra este LP is the complete title. I'm going to kill this guy if you don't buy the album. Calle Luna, Calle Sol, with, of course, the great Hector Lavoe on vocals. And we're going to get back into the music here in a second. But before we do that, here is another pause for the cause. Hey, drivers, have you ever noticed that little lever to the left of your steering wheel and wondered what it does? Well, guess what? It's not just for decoration. Using your turn signal lets other drivers know what you're planning to do. It's not just the polite thing to do, it's also the law, and it's a lot less trouble than sorting out a car crash. So when you get behind the wheel, don't drink and drive, always fasten your seatbelt, and always remember to use your turn signal. And that's public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. All right, we'll get the second hour underway proper here, music-wise, with some of the bands that are Chicha Libre's peers. These would be bands that started around the time that they started, the first decade of the 21st century. They play Latin tropical styles, but with a postmodern approach, syncretic. They bring in lots of different elements. Sometimes this has been, Olivier has used the term to describe his band, Chicha Libre. He's used the term canibalismo. In Bogota, Eblis Alvarez likes to call it tropicanibalismo. His band, Meridian Brothers, is an example of a peer band that I'm not actually going to play in this set, but I am going to play this great group from Chile called Chico Trujillo to get the set started. This is Gran Pecador right here on Cause and Effect.
Gran pecador, gran pecador con la soltera. Vuelve a pecar, vas a pagar la completa. Santiago pese a todo está respirando. Respira con las ganas de bailar, respira con las ganas de luchar, se está transformando
en un gran
parola, cuchillo, a vela, tijera.
There's a set of peers of the band Chicha Libre who are going to be performing here in Richmond tonight at the Get Tight Lounge, as I keep reminding folks about the reason that we're doing this particular cause and effect on this day. The band Chicha Libre, their first time in Richmond in over a decade. The first time I ever saw them was here in Richmond. It was in 2008. And they played at Plaza Bowl, which was a duck pin bowling alley in Southside Plaza off of Westover Hills Boulevard. And there was a bunch of shows in that time period at that venue, which was kind of seemed like it was unlikely, but it was a really, really cool venue. And Chicha Libre co-headlined that show with another band that was relatively new and just kind of getting their reputation up, called Dengue Fever. And it was on, I want to say, Cambodian New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or right before it or something like that. And how Dengue Fever came to play Richmond on that date, I'm not really sure. But it was a super memorable gig with a lot of young Cambodians getting up on stage with Dengue Fever and singing along to these long-lost songs from Cambodia from, you know, before the Pol Pot era. And Chicha Libre doing their thing, which was completely new to everybody. And the opening act for the show, there was a third band, was Biorritmo. So it was quite the show, 2008. And but anyway, back to where I was playing these peers. There were a couple of bands in that set that Chicha Libre has worked pretty closely with themselves, and Olivier has worked with, and but that last one had no connection that I know of, except audio connection, at least in my ears, there's a connection, and that was the band Calexico, who are kind of like a West Coast Chicha Libre in a certain sense. They're a little different. They're in a different place in the music ecosystem. They're a little bit higher up. You know, they're recording now for Anti Records, which is a, I guess you would say, a big indie label. And they're kind of more on the, they're more allied with the kind of rock and Americana world. But their root is in Mexican-American roots music, norteño music, conjunto, ranchera, stuff like that. And but they play it also from their own point of view. They don't sound at all like a ranchera band. And so to me, I hear similarities. And one of the questions I would like to ask Olivier, if you were here, is, do you know those guys? Have you met them? Do you find yourself that you have anything in common with them? Because maybe it's all just me. But anyway, you heard Sirena from their album, Calexico's EP called Convict Pool from 2004, which is a great place to start with that band if you haven't heard them. Both Calexico and Chicha Libre have covered the same song, Alone Again Or, by Arthur Lee and Love, and they both do great jobs on it. Before that, we heard from Sonido Gallo Negro from Mexico City, from their album Sendero Místico from 2014, and Incadelic. And that's a great band. I would love to get them to come and play here in Richmond. Before that, Los Chapalacs, which are kind of like a punk rock version of Chicha. They are from Peru, and they haven't really caught on outside of Peru. I don't know how popular they are in Peru. I played you a song from their debut album from 2010, which is called Odisea Cumbia 3000. The song was called Ilusión de Amor. They did a great album in 2021, so 11 years later, called Lo Bueno, Lo Malo, Lo Feo y Los Alaracosos Chapalacs. So check them out. If you like the kind of music that I'm playing, check out that band. That's one you might not have heard of. And then we started out that set with Chico Trujillo, which is another band that Olivier has helped bring to the rest of the world, and they are popular now around the world. I got to see that band once, and it was in Berlin, Germany, which is a place where they actually spend quite a bit of time. Title track of Gran Pecador from 2013 by Chico Trujillo from Chile. All right, time for another set of music in just a moment. But before we do that, let's do this.
Tune in Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. for songs from 1975 through 1999 on End of the Century. Turn up your boombox, roll down your scrunchy socks, and listen to a rotating group of DJs play our takes on the end of the 20th century's music here on WRIR 97.3 FM.
And that's going to be happening in about half an hour here at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. And Jay from Alternative Milestones is going to be in doing End of the Century. And he is going to be focusing on Live Aid. That's going to be his theme today. All right. Now, back to the music as promised. I want to play you some bands that have been influenced by Chicha Libre. This is a very shortened list because there are so many younger artists who would not be doing what they're doing now if it was not for Olivier Conan and for Chicha Libre. Olivier, as a musician, that's only one part of his work, his identity. He is one of the most important people at bringing music to an audience. I mentioned that he started his own record label, Barbez Records, who have released the Chicha Libre records, that record by Chico Trujillo that I just played for you, that was on that label as well. He started the Barbez Nightclub in Park Slope, Brooklyn, which is just an exemplary venue for musicians who are outside of the mainstream and getting the opportunity to really build their audience and build their build the concept of their music. Just a fantastic venue. I highly encourage you to go there the next time you're in Brooklyn. And then he's worked as a promoter and impresario on projects both in New York and outside. He's promoted concerts here in Richmond, for example. And he just he just won this award this year from Global Fest, the Trouble Worldwide Award, and I actually got to be there and see him win that award. And a guy who is really deserving of the praise that he got that night. But anyway, bands that that have been influenced by Chicha Libre, so many. Let me start you with something that's brand new. This is a group from Houston, Texas called Gio Chamba, and you're going to hear their version of La Danza de los Mirlos, or a song originally recorded by Los Mirlos, right here on Cause and Effect.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Joshua Camp from the band Chicha Libre, and you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I take the electric accordion to outer space and beyond.
There's five bands that, going out on a limb here, I would say might not even exist today if it hadn't been for Chicha Libre preceding them. That last one is a group called Money Chicha from Texas, from Austin, Texas. It's basically the rhythm section of the band Grupo Fantasma on kind of on their own side project. And they did a great record for Vompy Soul Records in 2021 called Chicha Summit with a couple of guest stars. The singer there, Kiko Villamizar, is doing the kind of like the chacalone vocal parts, and he's just fantastic at it. And then the guitar player there is maybe my favorite guitarist from the classic Chicha era, which is Jose Luis Carballo, who was in Chacalone y La Nueva Crema, a band that was named after the British blues rock band Cream. But then he left that group to start his own group, La Mermelada. And before he was in the group with Chacalone, he was in another famous group called Los Hijos del Sol. And you heard him there soloing on guitar on the song Fatalidad. Before that was Rolando Bruno y el Grupo Arevalo from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and they call their sound Cumbia Trash, and their motto is Hey Ho Cumbia. So it's a guitar-driven cumbia with kind of a garage rock aesthetic, kind of like if the Cramps played Chicha instead of rockabilly. From their album Cosas Raras from last year, we heard Romance Isleño by Rolando Bruno. And then before that was La Banda Chusca from Brooklyn. They're kind of like the youth team of Chicha Libre, if I could put it that way. Felipe Wurst and Adele Fournay from that group are also in a group with Olivier Conan called Combo de Guerre. And the group also includes Erica Mancini, who is now the brand new accordion player in Gogol Bordello. Their debut album just came out earlier this year. It's called Basic Bichos. And we heard Mansplainer from La Banda Chusca. Really good new record. Then before that, we heard a group called Los Bichos, who are from London, but a very cosmopolitan band. They have members that hail from Australia, Uruguay, and Sweden, as well as the United Kingdom. And they describe themselves this way. They say, "We're like if Krungbin spent a night getting slammed on cheap mezcal at the Shacklewell Arms in Dalston," which is a great band description. We heard one of their very early singles before they signed with the record label. They're now on, I think, ATO Records, pretty substantial label. And we heard the song Pista Great Start from Los Bichos from 2019. And starting off the set, brand new music from Gio Chamba, a band that's new to me, based in Houston, although the guitarist, Gio Alejandro, now lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The producer is named Svani Quintanilla, and he's in San Antonio. He, by the way, is Selena's nephew. And they're going to have their debut album called Psychedelicacy coming out sometime this year. And from it, we've just gotten the first single, and it's their version of La Danza de los Mirlos. And they do a really nice job with that. So the group Gio Chamba. And let's see, we got, not that much time left in this show. And I have one more set of songs that I want to play. I'm only going to get to a couple of them, it looks like. And I wanted to highlight some of the side projects of the Chicha Libre band members. I haven't really talked about the other band members aside from Olivier because I did the show prepared the show in the expectation that Olivier would be here in the studio. But let me tell you that the new lead guitarist in Chicha Libre is Stephen Ulrich. And you may be familiar with him from the band Big Lazy, who have played here in Richmond many times. I remember seeing a great show of theirs at Poe's Pub down in the bottom. And the accordion player who I mentioned earlier, Joshua Camp, is an ex-Richmonder. You've heard a couple of the station IDs that he recorded for WRIR over the years, interspersed there into the program. And he's got, a bunch of different side projects, including a great band called Loco Beach, which also includes the conga player, the conguero in Chicha Libre, Neil Ochoa, who's from Venezuela. And Loco Beach, Campos is Joshua Camp's solo project. And he's got a country band now, too. So he's got a lot of different things going on. And let's see, who else? I mentioned Neil. The timbale player, Karina Colas, is a killer. So then that's all I'm going to say about her. And let's see about who the bass player. I don't know who the bass player is because it's a new bass player, and I don't know who what their name is. And I think I've covered everybody now with Olivier playing quattro, and he's the lead vocalist on most of the material. We'll try to get in some of Olivier's side project, Combo de Guerre, but I'm running out of time because I'm talking too much. So let's do this. We're going to play Ramona by Big Lazy to start off this last set. This features Stephen Ulrich on guitar, and it also features Marlies Rose Simmons of Biorhythmo and Miramar playing keyboards on this track. And then everything else, you'll just have to look at my track list at WRIR.org to see what I'm playing. Also, the track list is available at my own personal blog, which is globalagogo.com. So thank you for tuning in to this edition of Cause and Effect. So happy to have been able to bring you this show on Chicha Libre. And one more time, I'll remind you, they're playing tonight at the Get Tight Lounge with door time 7:30. And Richmond band Zarve is the opening act. All right, here's Big Lazy on Cause and Effect. Thank you.
Zeit für mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Love Ballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht dran an mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Love Ballons. Und das sowas und sowas kommt.